97.7 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning.
Oh, it's happening, Martin T.
Going Irish on this one, are we?
Yeah.
Going leprechaun-y?
You got a fever, man. Anything can come out about now, man.
Oh, good Lord. Good Lord. It's 6:34. Welcome to it, the Plan B Morning Show. And I have a lot to get to here in Rock News, so let's just get to it. It's time for your Rock News and Rock History.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your Rock News and Rock History brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Well, the rock world, really, the music world was shook yesterday after the announcement that legendary guitarist Eddie Van Halen passed away from a variety of cancer-related causes at St. John's Hospital in Santa Monica. He was only 65 years old. His son, Wolfgang, announced his death on Twitter yesterday afternoon. He wrote, quote, "He was the best father I could ever ask for. Every moment I've shared with him off and on the stage was a gift." Obviously, Eddie was a pioneer in playing style. He was the Jimi Hendrix of that next generation. You know, Jimmy came in and changed the way guitar was played. A different style, a different way to do it. Well, the next one to really do that was Eddie Van Halen. He didn't invent the finger tapping style, but he really did take it to that next level. Not to mention, he even holds a couple patents for music-related inventions. One of those being the flip-down board that goes on the back of a guitar, so he could flip that down, do his finger tapping, and then flip it back up and keep playing. So not only was he a legendary guitarist, you could also add inventor onto that. Eddie was born Edward Ludwig Van Halen, January 26, 1955, in Amsterdam, Holland. His family emigrated to the U.S. in 1962, changed their name to Van Halen with a capital V, the one that we all know from every record that they put out. And it all really started, and the music world got better, in 1967 when Eddie got his first guitar, a $100 Tiesco Del Rey Electric from Sears. I don't think they make those anymore, to be honest, if you got one of those. Obviously, the band was originally formed in college. They were called Mammoth. David Lee Roth joined in 73. That's when they changed the name. And then they released their debut album, self-titled debut album, in 1978. It reached number 19 on the Billboard 200. Obviously, it's gone on to sell so many more copies, 10 million copies. This one, you know, anytime you lose a musician, it's tough. He sadly was only 65 years old. This was definitely untimely.
That's the hard part, man.
He's
65.
He's been battling cancer too for really the last 10 years, off and on, which is just a long struggle. And I mean, if you were to look at the silver lining, at least he's not suffering anymore. And that cancer is just such a terrible thing. And for him to be taken at 65 really is just heartbreaking.
Yesterday when I heard the news, it was one of those things where initially it was like, please let it be that fake news.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's that fake news that goes around. But you can almost tell right away. It's like, yeah, it's not.
No, it hit. And you know, they've kept a lot of his struggles fairly secret. I don't think anybody, myself included, really understood how close he was to the end. Whether he was refusing treatment, we don't know all of that. But, it's just heartbreaking news, a loss of a legend. And, you know, none of us live forever. We have to accept the fact. But at the age of 65, that really stings, you know, when you realize that you still could have more music from him. I got to see Van Halen a handful of years ago, and it was with David Lee Roth. It's when he came back and they did a tour. Wolfgang, Eddie's son, was actually on the bass, which was really cool to watch, you know, Eddie and his son. That's got to be kind of a proud father-son moment.
Absolutely.
Right there. But the show was fantastic. Eddie hadn't lost a step at all, and just truly an innovator, a trailblazer, and one of the greatest, if not the greatest, guitar player of, I don't know, this century of all time.
You could put him in that category.
There's actually... Go ahead.
I was going to say one thing we do know, man. We're going to pay tribute to him. You're going to hear a lot of Van Halen, and, you know, I'm going to be jamming some Van Halen today. That's for sure.
There's a really cool, I'm going to play this for you real quick, just a bit of Eddie's isolated guitar solo from Hot for Teacher. It's insane. Just take a listen to this as we remember Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Come on. How do you top that? I remember distinctly being in my room practicing this song. And I tell you what, I prayed.
You were in there
prayed.
For a while, weren't you?
Forever. And then I prayed to God to just let me play. It's just somewhat like this. And the amount of guitarists that he's influenced already and the guitarists that he will continue to influence for decades and decades, probably millennia to come. If anybody picks up a guitar and wants to play rock music, you got to learn how Eddie Van Halen played it and listen to him. So rest in peace, Eddie. You will be missed. But the only silver lining on this is that we have just decades of amazing music that we'll get to enjoy and remember him by.
Well, there you go. We'll miss you, bud.
We will. Absolutely. All right. That is your rock news. Let's move on to your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
I'll be honest. I was doing so much prep for Eddie that I didn't look up on this day in rock history. So let me find something. here we go. We got this. On this day in rock history, 1953, Bon Jovi drummer Tico Torres was born. There you go. I'm a fan of Bon Jovi. He hits the skins pretty damn well.
There you go.
That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
We'll be back.